Hello, and welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast, where we talk all things Star Wars. My name is Colin.
My name is David.
And there wasn't that much that happened this week, except in the beginning, which David covered. We got our first look at our first official look at the second season of Mandalorian, which looks amazing. It looks like we'll be back on Tatooine for a bit. I'm excited, but kind of, I mean, because of, again, this seems like kind of fan service of going back to Tatooine. So I'm just kind of nervous that we'll be getting some of the things that we saw in the first season again, but just in a different way. And I just hope it's different. That's my opinion. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm totally not nervous at all. And Filoni, and Filoni and Favreau, I trust. I know they have a plan. I know we have either Boba Fett or Cobb Vanth showed up in that one episode where Fennec Shand was on the ground.
Yeah,
heard the spurs. So we kind of have to address that. So yeah, we have to go back to Tatooine. Then the pictures came out. Then we got to see a Bantha. We got to see a Bantha's eyes and his mouth for the first time, I think.
Chu can correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe in the original film they used a baby elephant, right? And then they put something over it.
I'm not sure it was a baby elephant. I think they used a full blown adult.
Oh, really?
And they just put a costume, like a dressing, on it, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah, Vikings are pretty cool.
Right. So I'm excited because we are seeing some of the same things that we did in the original film, but it's at the same time it's going to be like different how they did it, because for example the Bantha, they may not use an elephant this time, they like may use something completely different to make it more realistic than it already did in the original. So it's going to be awesome to see like all these new stuff. If they're in Tatooine, what's the number one thing that you would want to see? Like, would you want them to have a flashback scene of Boba Fett crawling out of the Sarlacc pit? Do you want to see like maybe them kind of going to Jabba's palace or something like that?
That would be cool. It would. The thing that just popped into my head was the first episode. We go back to Return of the Jedi and we show Jawas pulling out Boba Fett's armor.
Ooh,
and maybe their like little adventure when they get in the sand crawler and try and sell it to different people, and they eventually sell it to Cobb Vanth or whoever gets sold to. And just, I'm always talking about like a different point of view from the original stories. If we could like slide the camera over,
yeah,
or follow Boba Fett crawling out, and
yeah, I know,
and
I know,
all the armor just like acid, like burnt.
Right, and he's crawling off, and then the camera slowly pans over to Max Rebo, like, pops out, and then he walks away, and it's like, boom, he's alive. No, but just like, yeah, like, I mean, that kind of stuff is what I am excited for, because of, they also talked about that in this season, we are going to see stuff that we've always wanted to see in Star Wars. So that is something that I'm looking forward to a lot. And I want to see, maybe we hear the first words from Baby Yoda, like he actually gets to say his actual first words in this, because
I don't think we are.
No,
but I don't think we are, but I do think we are going to get a name.
Okay.
Either Mando names him or her.
Okay. Well, I believe they've established that it's a he because of In episode 3, where he goes back and saves him, the doctor was like, "Hey, I'm the only reason why he's still alive." And then like he like knocks the doctor out. So it's a he, but I'm just kind of curious of what he would name him. And you know, I don't think that would stop people calling him Baby Yoda. I mean that like name is so catchy right there, even though that Bob Iger and people have stated that's not what they wanted, but you know, it's more trendy than the child in my opinion.
Yeah.
or the asset. So
yeah, it just feels weird saying I'm gonna go to Target and go buy the child.
Yeah, that does not have a nice ring to it.
So yeah, I bought the child.
See, it does not sound good. It does not sound good. See, like baby Yoda. Baby Yoda sounds great. Yeah, look, okay, so I bought the child.
I bought the 1-to-1 scale Baby Yoda from Sideshow Collectibles.
Yeah.
It's on its way in November.
Ooh, okay. There you go.
So, yeah, the first reports were that it was going to arrive between August and November. And now we all got emails stating that it's going to show up in November due to all like the shipping issues due to COVID.
I heard that the like actual advertisement for it has changed from the actual final product because his mouth looks different than what he did in the ad. Yeah, so that is, so if he gets to say his first words in the new season, I think that would be great, but how come you think that he won't?
I think it's just too early in the game still. I think he's a little too young, being 51 years old. I don't know.
Well, I mean, but, do we know how long it takes place after the first season?
According to the Entertainment Weekly First Look, the article stated right after the last episode, pretty much.
Okay.
So there's no real time jump as far as the series continuing, but I think we're going to get time jumps within the series. And I think also, according to the article, we're going to follow different storylines. So if we get different characters and the possibility for spinoffs for those characters, I think we're in for almost maybe like a totally different type of series in a way. Because right. I think we're going to concentrate less on Mando and more on the new characters that are about to be introduced, I think.
Right, and there's a lot too. Like, I mean, they did officially confirm, you know, Ahsoka's going to be in it. They did confirm that.
They haven't officially confirmed any of it.
Oh, I thought they did from the article. No.
No, Entertainment Weekly talked about the rumors. So yeah, okay. Disney, Lucasfilm, StarWars.com hasn't confirmed anyone yet. Which is very strange because, I mean, it's going to premiere next month. We don't have a trailer. We don't have a trailer announcement. We just have that first look. And it's kind of, what are they waiting for? Are we not even going to get a trailer? Are they just going to show it? I mean, you would figure there'd be a huge marketing push for season 2, even though they might, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things. It's like, they don't really need to market this because social media is going to do it for them, you know?
Right.
But they do have ABC Monday Night Football where they can premiere it and drive their ratings up. And a lot of people thought maybe it was going to happen this Monday, but there's just no news of that. It's
right. Like I mean, it stinks because I feel like it's like every other week where people are just like, this is it. This is the week we're getting a trailer. And then we never get it. So it stinks because that happened with the first season, like actual full trailer. We like didn't really get our, like, I feel like the advertisement for it was just like of that month. I felt like all of it was happening that, like, the month that it was coming out or just a couple of weeks before it came out. And I'm afraid that it's going to be that the way they advertise this is going to be kind of like what they did with Solo, because with Solo, we didn't get our first official trailer until May 4th of that year, because Solo came out on May 25th. And then the trailer, like the full official trailer came out on the 4th. And then the teaser trailer for Solo came out like during the Super Bowl of that year. Yeah. And that was a couple of months away. So it's just interesting why they're not doing a full advertisement thing like they did for the movies.
And I mean, we kind of guess that it's probably because of Mulan, how it's being released on Disney Plus for $30, and they don't want to kind of cut, like, have that be lost in
kind of overshadowed
of, yeah, of the Mandalorian season two. So you got that as well.
Which I mean, which if you want to see Mulan and you don't want to pay $30, you just have to wait till December 4th, and then it's going to be on Disney Plus for all users.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're still trying to make money off of it, though. It's so did Mulan get released in theaters after all?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
I don't think it did, because the first report was it was going to be in theaters and Disney Plus. It almost feels like it's only on Disney Plus. So.
Right. I didn't hear anything I didn't hear or see anything when I was over at Disney Springs. I mean, I could be wrong, but we did walk past the theater they have there, and I didn't see it listed on there.
So.
But going back to Tatooine, they dropped the new Lego Cantina set. Now, this isn't like the small one that they released a couple of years ago. It's not a remake of that. It's like a full, like a kind of a full scale, and it's beautiful. It comes with a Cantina band and everything. It's 3,187 pieces. It comes with 20 characters. It's incredible. I want it so bad because it comes with a dewback. It comes with the bartender. It comes with a cantina band. It comes with a bunch of aliens in it. And the entire time when you're building it, you'll just be like, you know, do 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 do. Like, I mean, like it's huge. It's $349.
Yeah, for $349, you better get a lot.
Right. And it's coming on October 1st. So those will probably sell out quick. And then something that is out now officially is the Razor Crest in Lego as well. I actually just got back from Disney Springs and it's beautiful. It comes with a Baby Yoda, and you thought that Baby Yoda was small. Well, this like Lego version of it it's so tiny, but it's still adorable at the same time. It's nuts. So if you're super into Lego, this is like the perfect time to have a marathon and just watch the films or The Mandalorian and just build, because it's very time consuming building Legos for sure.
How long would a 3,000 piece Lego take?
Well, there was the Lego Death Star, and I believe it was a couple of more pieces than that. And that took me like a month. So I feel like if you have more hands on deck, it would probably take less time. And especially if you're unemployed or you're, you know, just kind of on a rainy day or something, it's like the perfect thing to finish, but it's time consuming for sure.
Every time I see a picture, anyone says Lego Death Star, I think of Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh yeah. where he's holding it and then like Ned drops on the floor. That made me cringe in the theater. I was so upset. I was like, bro, you like just finished it. And then it just dropped all over the floor. But by the end of the film, they rebuild it. So,
yeah.
In other news, they also dropped the first pages of a new story from the High Republic series. It looks very exciting. In the first couple of pages of this comic book, it's actually pretty cool. But we learn a bunch of characters' names, and there's also a kind of a big fight that goes down because I believe somebody loses a hand. So I would check that out. That is coming out on. Give me one second.
January of next year, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So.
But you can pre-order now, right?
Yeah, and it's not just one book. There are like, I believe there's like over six or seven of them coming out.
Yeah.
And there's
a lot of material.
Yeah, and when with each one, it's like a different story, and some of the same characters are in them, but it's just. I mean, in my opinion, I would kind of think of it as the Clone Wars, where it's like just multiple stories, but in books, but they're all connected at the same time. So it's awesome. And then on top of that, a couple of weeks ago, we got our first look of Master Yoda in the series. Now, this is taking place 200 years before episode one, the Phantom Menace. So Master Yoda that time is probably 700 something, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's super exciting. I can't wait to see where it goes. What's the number one thing that you want to see happen in the High Republic era, David?
I want to see how the stories kind of play out with the good versus evil in the stories. It's like you're Jedi, you're going up against the Niles. And I mean, are the Niles, how formidable are the Niles against the Jedi? Are they kind of like splinter cells that kind of like attack and use like, I don't know, guerrilla warfare? And
yeah.
How are they even like, even the same competition? I mean, the same level as a Jedi, you know? But it'll be interesting to see how these Jedi characters act and interact and see if they're all, I mean, you would assume that they all would have their own kind of personalities and maybe some kind of break the rules, kind of like how Qui-Gon did with,
right,
like the concept of like, like just basically caring and loving, you know?
So. Well, something that I want to see is the difference between the actual Jedi of that period to the ones that we see in the Clone Wars. Because of there's that 200 year gap. So I want to see why they are so different from what they were and why they changed.
Yeah.
And going forward, this is kind of an interesting situation. But I talked to David about it because some people are making a big deal, which is, it's not really a big deal, but there are people that are making it into one, and I just want to talk about it and see what David thinks about it fully and what you guys think about it. But there was a recent interview with Daisy Ridley on Jimmy Kimmel, and the guest host was Josh Gad. And Josh was talking to Daisy Ridley, and she asked how long she knew about the who Rey was going to be, if she was going to be a Skywalker or a Palpatine. And Kathleen Kennedy said way back at Celebration, I believe that they knew that this was in the works, that like Palpatine was coming back. And Daisy really said that it was a last minute thing, like while they were about to start shooting. And I just remember seeing a headline. I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody made a thing, like article saying that, Disney lied to us. Daisy Ridley confirms it. And that has to be the biggest clickbait I've ever seen, because this situation is a he said, she said situation. It's not that, in my opinion, I think that like people have to, in that line of business, you have to lie. Because if you tell the truth from time to time, then there will be spoilers. So I don't know why they did it. I'm not defending them, but I just don't think that it's as a big deal as they're making it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I texted with James about it, and he's on the same page as us, because it's like once they set up JJ doing 7 and Ryan doing 8, then Colin Trevorrow doing 9. Once you lose Colin Trevorrow, who was writing 9, I mean, whatever they said kind of goes out the window, because it's kind of like you have to like think on your feet and try and get trying to tie the story up in a bow. But I mean, they didn't use any of George Lucas's script, so they all made it up from scratch.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, you have to figure out what the parentage of Rey is. And it's kind of just one of those things is like, I mean, they didn't know in The Force Awakens, or they lean toward her being Obi-Wan Kenobi's granddaughter.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can kind of see that. You can also kind of see that Rey could have been Solo and Leia's daughter.
Right. The idea of her being like her relation to no one. I was talking to Brooke about it, and she wished that was the ending right there. Like that mm-hmm. she was her own thing, and that right there was the symbol that it doesn't matter who you are. Like you don't have to be a Skywalker. You don't have to be a Palpatine. Like you are your own person, and you are important, and you don't have to be, you know, someone of a great bloodline to make a difference. And the fact that she ended up being the Skywalker, I mean, it's okay, and you know, well, that fits the title.
Yeah.
But you know, if you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert. But
yeah, if you're listening to us, you're
yeah.
So
yeah, so she was Palpatine. She like ends up, you know, taking on the name Skywalker, and she just changes her name. She like doesn't have to go to the courthouse and change it. She's just like, boom, I'm a Skywalker. So it makes sense why it's called The Rise of Skywalker, and I know a lot of people, you know, have their own opinions on why it's really called the Rise of Skywalkers. Some people say that it is the redemption of Ben Solo and his rise to the light. It is the journey that Rey has gone on, and she has brought some good back to the Skywalker name. There are very different ways to interpret it. But in my opinion, I don't mind that Rey ended up taking the Skywalker name. But I think right there, I think the Skywalker name kind of, just like with Skywalker Saga, it's over now. Hopefully. I mean, in your opinion, David, in 10 years or so, would you want to see them come back? Like, yes. Really? Okay.
Yes, definitely. And I want someone who is going to stay with Lucasfilm, who doesn't have one foot out the door like JJ did, and who's looking to like get a bigger opportunity than what they actually have, because JJ was shopping his like services around, and Warner Brothers purchased his services for like $250 million. Huh. So that's why he's over there now. Right now he's doing like Lovecraft Country, and apparently he's going to direct some DC films or something.
Right.
And Jonathan Weiss, who signed a huge contract with Netflix when they were supposed to do their trilogy. And then it's kind of weird. It's almost like in sports, you're playing for two different teams. That's kind of a huge conflict of interest. But to me, like Favreau and Filoni, they're all about Star Wars. I don't know what John Favreau could have intentions of building his own production company or whatever, because Rian Johnson just did that. A lot of people didn't really mention that. And to me, that just cued me that he's not coming back to Star Wars. He's not doing that trilogy that Kathleen Kennedy talked about.
No.
It's just too much work. And if he does come back, he's going to be there in like a limited role, because even with a story created, if you look back to The Lord of the Rings with Peter Jackson, it took a lot out of him. He did three movies back to back. He didn't necessarily
twice though. Yeah.
Right. He didn't have to create the story. His wife and the producer co-wrote the story, but I mean, they had the story in book form already there. Rian has to create everything from scratch, from characters to creatures to planets. I mean, that's a lot. And I don't think you can be taking on sequels and making companies. I mean, it's just one of those things. And the proof is in the pudding, because Favreau and Filoni are only concentrating on The Mandalorian. And look how successful it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's I mean, there are so many people that are like, you know what? I could do a Star Wars film. I mean, especially when like Rian Johnson made Last Jedi, and you know, that blew up, and people were just like, I feel like I could make it better. And it's just like, no one has any idea what it really is until you fill those shoes in of directing a film, because it's so much work. I mean, you have to create, you know, these different worlds, these different characters, and you have to make storylines for these characters, and you have to think, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? And you have all this pressure. You know, there are so many directors where like, oh, you know, I mean, I didn't feel under the pressure, but they really were under pressure. I mean, because of you, you have the fans, you have the people, you know, in the high places that are looking at you to,
yeah,
the
studio heads.
Yeah, it's
shareholders.
It's nuts. It's nuts on how much pressure is put on these people. So as much as you didn't like The Last Jedi, you have to admit, in a way, Rian Johnson did his best and his job with the stuff that was handed to him. And you know, it may not be your movie, but you know, try and step in your in his shoes and see if you could do it better, because it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. And I know if like I did it, it probably would not be as great as The Last Jedi was. I don't think I would ever say that, but you know, I did. But but
yeah, The Last Jedi was a really good film, but it just wasn't, for me personally, a great Star Wars film.
Right.
I can't even go back and watch it. I mean, I've tried, and I can understand and see everyone's point. Like James and Joseph, they love it, but
And
there's certain sections of the film that I really didn't mind and I liked or slash loved, but just overall, just it's like, I wouldn't do that. But
no. But like, I mean, it is still part of Star Wars, and you know, with every film, there are some great things that come out of it. Like, I mean, there's Porgs. Porgs are adorable. I know there are some people. Yeah, I used to have that giant one. I had it at Target on.
Yeah, the Force Friday.
Force Friday. Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. I can't believe you sold it.
I needed the money, and I was getting ready to move, and I didn't have a place for it. I named him Gary too. I like know the person that owns it still. She like never posted any pictures at all about him. So I wonder what happened to him.
Man, if I would have had my second job at that point, I probably would have bought it from you. But I was really tight on money, so
yeah,
I didn't have whatever $200 or whatever you sold it for.
Do we know if there's going to be a Force Friday this year, or probably not?
That's a good question. I don't think we are.
Yeah.
Because we're only getting The Mandalorian. We're not getting a video game, right? Or are we getting the Lego video game?
No, that actually got pushed back to 2021, unfortunately. Yeah. That is coming out in the spring, except that game does look good. I am super excited for it because of some kids actually got introduced to Star Wars through the Star Wars Lego games.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome to dive back into it. And also it's going to be like a big free roam thing. So I'm really super excited for that. They are going to have the new Squadrons game coming out in October.
Oh yeah. That's right. I totally forgot about that. That's the mind. So yeah, we got that, but when is that coming out?
That is coming out, October 4th, I believe. October 4th.
We're getting that before the Mandalorian season 2.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've had Force Friday, we've had Wookiee Wednesday. They need to do Mando Monday.
I'm sorry. It comes out on October 2nd. My bad. Yeah. So that game should be good. I mean, I believe, in my opinion, it's going to be more fun for people who have VR.
Yeah.
I'll still play it, even though I have an Xbox. But I know for Christmas, don't tell Brooke, but I think I am probably gonna buy her a PS5 because of she like has been telling me that she really wants it. So I was like, okay. So,
the prices for those come out is like 500.
That is the rumored price.
Yeah, no, the Xbox is $499.
Yeah, so we'll see. I know that Black Friday will not be the same this year at all because of, you know, people have to do the 6 feet thing. So it should be interesting to see what, like, those holiday type things will be like.
Yeah. And I know some stores are closing on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Christmas should be very interesting this year. They, at Disney World, they, at the parks, they are kind of on track for doing not 100% to the holiday stuff they normally do, but like they will have the decorations up. They aren't doing any, you know, they aren't doing fireworks. They aren't doing any parades. They aren't doing any like parties or anything like that. But when you actually enter the parks, it's going to be that kind of Christmas holiday feeling. I'm excited because I want to see what that's going to be like over at Galaxy's Edge, because I've never seen, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think that they will theme it in a holiday way. So if like you're walking by the Falcon and there's Christmas lights on it, it would be cool to see that. But I don't know if they'll do that. But the last thing on our agenda to talk about is, which this is kind of old news, but the Kenobi series has been confirmed to be only one season. Mm-hmm. And the show is going to be taking place 7 or 8 years. I believe it's 8 years after.
Yeah.
Star Wars Episode 3. Okay. Yeah. So you have about 12 years to cover from that point. I mean, in your opinion, David, do you think it's gonna like the show will end where he is, you know, where he saves Luke and the Tuskens are running away? Or do you think
super cool? That'd be super cool if it ended again from that different point of view where he's watching the Tuskens attack Luke and it just ends right there and you can continue on into A New Hope, kind of like how Rogue One did.
Right.
But to me, it feels like they're going to have to jump, do flashbacks into the Clone Wars. And even if they do that, they're going to have to incorporate. I'm thinking the more that time passes, it's like he's going to face Vader.
And on Tatooine. I don't know that.
No, not on Tatooine. He's going to go off world at some point. Maybe there's another... Maybe he gets wind of another Jedi or like a close friend that survived Order 66.
That
thinks he can save him.
That did happen in the old Kenobi books. He like did have to go off world for a bit.
Right.
I forget what planet, but I don't know if I would like to actually see him fight Vader. Because it's not canon. I mean, there is no place where it says that the last time that Obi-Wan saw Anakin was on Mustafar. I don't think that there is anywhere that says that was the last time.
Right. That's everyone's headcanon, though. That's what everyone kind of like assumes. Right. But in A New Hope, he doesn't necessarily say what time period or how long it's been. He just says,
right,
the presence I haven't felt since, and then he just leaves it at that.
Right.
So Lucas totally gave us a gift and left it open. So, and I mean, you figure that if you look at the lightsaber battle between Kenobi and Vader, they're moving all slow and they're old and stuff.
Right.
You can make it to where Kenobi once again severely injures Anakin in the Vader suit.
Right.
As
so
it up even more.
I'm thinking more about it now, but here's the thing though, is that he does say that line. But then I remember him saying the like part where Tarkin is like Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then I remember Vader saying like, yes, he is alive. Like when he's saying that line, I feel like he is kind of stating that he like just found out. I don't think that
Vader could be hiding the fact that he did encounter Kenobi and that he actually didn't like the Empire actually didn't extinguish all the Jedi like they were supposed to.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's a lot of ways you can work around that.
Yeah.
That I really wish I could write the Kenobi series, but the way I would do it would, I would have like slow points, him like wandering the desert of Tatooine, trying to figure out how he's going to live, like questioning his faith in the Jedi Order, having his faith renewed. I mean, it's kind of weird to say this now, but almost like not as severe as Luke in The Last Jedi, but to the point where he's about to break, you know, and someone like either renews his faith or because, I mean, it's not going to be as entertaining.
Right.
You have to do something with that character.
Right. And that scene where in Star Wars Rebels where he does finally see Maul one last time, he like
he was basically episode 4 Kenobi. Already.
There. Right. So we would want to see that kind of version of him where he's on the verge of becoming that, but at the same time he's broken. And he's just replaying that day on Mustafar in his head and all the things that happened and just questioning his faith in the Force and in the Jedi. And I want him to like kind of like break down and then Qui-Gon kind of talking to him and being like, there is nothing that you could have done. Like, this is the way things have to be. And it'll get better. Just trust in the Force. Like, I want to see stuff like that.
Right.
And this is something that we've been asking since Disney got the rights. I remember like of when they got the rights to Lucasfilm, that was like one of the number one things that people wanted to see was them do something with Kenobi. And we've been talking about it for years now. Yeah, now that's finally happening. It's I'm so excited for it. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, and he's gonna be called Ben Kenobi at that time too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how does that play into his faith in the Force and the Jedi?
Well, he actually gets the name that code name Ben Kenobi was actually used in the Clone Wars. He goes on this undercover mission. His like he fakes his death, and then him, Yoda, and Mace Windu are like kind of doing an undercover thing. Like they're not undercover, but Obi-Wan is, because someone's trying to assassinate the Chancellor. But that's where we actually officially hear that name for the first time.
Right, but in the series, he's only going to be known as Ben Kenobi. It's just the audience is going to know him as Obi-Wan, so the show might be called Ben Kenobi. I mean,
they are using the codename Pilgrim right now, I believe.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why though.
That's a lot. That was Gandalf from Lord of the Rings, the Grey Pilgrim.
That's true. Okay.
But a lot of people have associated Ahsoka Tano as being Gandalf-esque.
Filoni's
a huge Lord of the Rings fan, and
he is.
She comes back and rebels with that white staff looking like Gandalf the White.
Seeing Ahsoka in live action, it's gonna, you know, blow people away, because that her journey is crazy. Mm-hmm. And as much as we love her in the Clone Wars and the Rebels and the books and everything, seeing her in person in live action is like every Ahsoka fan's dream. And it's going to be awesome to actually see her standing there next to the Mandalorian and maybe even holding Baby Yoda. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited to see that. And I can't wait to see a trailer if we ever get one.
Yeah, the rumor is we're not going to see Ahsoka till very late in the season.
I also heard that they actually have the trailer. But the people at Disney didn't like it, and then they had to add more stuff to the trailer because it wasn't to their liking, because they felt like there wasn't enough Ahsoka in there, and they wanted to have her out there as much as possible, because having Ahsoka in the series will probably bring more Clone Wars fans into it who probably aren't into The Mandalorian, and they'll be like, oh, Ahsoka's in it, I'm going to watch The Mandalorian. So they will probably do that, and then, like you said, she'll be in the last episode, and then that will keep them hooked, because they may not know that she's going to be the last episode. So every episode they'll watch, they'll be like, where's Ahsoka? Where's Ahsoka? And then she finally shows up in the last one. So that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think Disney, I wouldn't say Disney didn't like the trailer. I think they just wanted to add more to it.
Yeah.
And they took their time, and they did some specific shots, and it seems like late in the game for them to try and figure out the marketing here, but I don't know, because of COVID reasons, because of Mulan being marketed. I don't know, but it seems like we're so close to the series. It's like, don't even give us a trailer anymore and just show it to us.
Right, right.
Like, is it even worth it?
Yeah, like I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I don't understand why they're doing it. Because of, if they did drop a trailer, they like did drop more information, it would hype people up more. So I don't know why they're waiting for it. I mean, it's like as soon as it hits in October, people are going to be flipping out, because they'll be like, this is it. This is the moment. Like more Mandalorian. So I just hope that we get more news soon. I don't want too much where it spoils it, but I just want enough where it's going to make me, you know, be okay until October 30th. And this time I will be, you know, watching it at midnight. I will be ready to go, because I remember the first season I didn't. And then you, James, and Joseph, and I think Matt all watched it at midnight, and the entire day I had to avoid spoilers. And then I got home, and then I ended up,
I don't know how watching you, it with like, Brooke. Controlled yourself from not watching it.
Dude, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. I like had an hour break at work that day, and I sat there and I was like, nope, I want to watch it on my big TV. I want to enjoy it. And I know that Brooke wanted to watch it with me. So we sat down and watched it, and it was that like last scene of it where like he sees the child for the first time. You're just like, what? Because we had no idea like of that existence of the child. We like heard that the species of Yoda was gonna make an appearance, but we didn't know how big a part of the show he was gonna be, and now he's like one of the number one things that people are obsessed with. So
yeah, it's just incredible that secret was kept the way it was.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is nuts. Well, I think that's everything. Unless you wanted to go for one more hour and talk about Max Rebo, I've got nothing.
Well, Anthony Daniels made a Twitter post.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of interesting. To me, it felt like he was referencing Alderaan in a way. And it's weird. I'll read it here for you.
Okay.
If I can bring it up. But
yeah.
And I mean, if Anthony Daniels is going to make a post, it's usually going to be with something involving him. So here's the post on Anthony Daniels' official Twitter account. Breaking news: soon we'll have millions and millions of humans and other species crying out, or just crying as they remember the first time they heard those words. Ends. So,
okay.
Super cryptic.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it could be alluding to an announcement of like a Leia series for Disney Plus. And of course, like the fan casting for Leia has been Millie Bobby Brown.
Right. And now that she's getting older, she's like starting to look more like Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. Which would be cool. I mean, you would definitely probably get a female director. You would.
Yeah.
get young Bell Organa, who would be another probably Mexican-American cast person, and then probably his wife as well, the queen.
And something that I was going to say, something that Joseph did say about that post is that he did make a similar post to when he launched his book too. Yeah. So we'll have to see. Like, I mean, I'm down for anything Star Wars, because of the, like, more Star Wars stuff we have, the more stuff we have to collect, and the more we have to collect, then the bigger our shelves can be. And I don't mind that, because I want more Star Wars merchandise. So please go for it.
Yeah, I just bought a huge shelf myself. And yeah, I still have stuff that are in boxes that I haven't put out yet. I just have some. I'm already at the point where I just don't remember what I own anymore. I'm at that point now.
Jeez. Yeah, I feel like when I get that Lego set, I'm just gonna, there, like, I'm gonna get to that point when I get home, I'm just gonna have to step over stuff, because there isn't gonna be room for me to walk anywhere.
Yeah, so I talked about on the last podcast, I went to Walmart, I found a Darksaber, I found the Admiral Akbar from Return of the Jedi Black Series figure in the new packaging.
Yeah, and
I also bought the large pop of Mandalorian. Its helmet is chrome, and he's holding Baby Yoda. And that came out to like over $100.
Oof!
So I was like, yeah, it's just three things, but yeah, like the pop was like $35. The Darksaber I think was like $30, and then I think the Black Series is like $22 or something. I think I bought something else as well, but.
Yeah, it's
not cheap.
No, living about 20 minutes from Disney Springs is, or I mean, like guys, no joke. I live right in the middle. So the parks from all directions is about like maybe 15 to 20 minutes away from me. So it's nerve-wracking when these new stuff come out, because I have the urge to go when I'm back in Michigan. I would have to drive hours to go somewhere like that. And now that it's 20 minutes away from me, it's crazy. So I like have to, you know, remember my teachings from my mother, my Jedi master, to not give in to the toys and to the merchandise. So,
yeah, I'm trying to like cut back myself, but God, the new Black Series toys are at Walmart and Target, I think. So,
oof.
And then Target has like Galaxy's Edge exclusive stuff.
Yeah,
they've been to Target, so it's been a while for me.
I want the Hondo Onaka so bad. That new Hondo that dropped looks amazing. They also have the new Lego Rise of the Resistance ship that you actually get to go on, that takes you on to the actual ride, like in the parks. They like made that into Lego, and it comes with like people that you see on the ride, and I want it so bad because it's so detailed and it looks amazing. And then there's the Razor Crest, and then there's the $800 Falcon, which, you know, that's like a car.
Yeah.
Like a really old car that you can't have because it's too much. So, oh man.
Yeah.
But yeah. Now I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything that happened.
Okay.
This past week.
All right. Well, guys, again, we would not be doing this if it wasn't for you. So thank you so much for sending us messages and your thoughts on what's going on. Please go follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and go check out our YouTube channel. We are adding more stuff to our Patreon very soon. Is there something I'm trying to think of? I missed anything. David?
You can email us at StarWarsStuffPodcast@gmail.com. Of course, we're on Facebook. We're always on there. I'm always scanning it.
Yep.
And, of course, Patreon, if you want to join up. Because once The Mandalorian hits, it's going to be...
There is going to be so much content. Like,
yeah, just wall to wall. We're going to do commentaries on those episodes. We're going to just do breakdowns. And I'm pretty sure if Sam Witwer is correct, it's going to blow our minds. We're going to have a lot to talk about, a lot to dissect and analyze.
I cannot wait. Oh, man. It will be a journey for sure.
Yeah, and if a trailer comes out, we're probably going to do an episode immediately following that trailer release. We just don't know when it's going to happen, and I don't think anyone else really knows, except if you're a Lucasfilm employee. So, but we'll keep you up to date for sure.
Yep. So, again, guys, thank you so much. My name's Colin.
My name's David.
And may the force be with you.
Always. This is the way.